Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter. For those of you who think there are only four members of the Dutton family, let me hasten to assure you there are five, the fifth member being Hector, the family car. Now, the only similarity between Hector and any modern vehicle is that they both have four wheels. With your permission, I'd like to tell you about a very sad experience concerning Hector. The trouble began to build up at the Duttons one Saturday morning.
Now, would somebody please answer me? Who's coming to help me do the Saturday shopping?
Oh, Mummy, I'd love to come with you, but I have to meet the gang for tennis in less than 10 minutes. I can't let my team down today, especially as I didn't turn up last week.
Maybe that's why your team won last week.
Ashley, why don't you give yourself up?
Ashley, I haven't heard you offer to come shopping with me.
Oh, I would if I could, but I can't. I'm right in the middle of a mighty experiment with my chemistry set, and I'd be terrified to leave it.
Wait a minute. What mighty experiment are you terrified to leave?
I'm making a super-duper double-strength hydrogen bomb.
Well, you can certainly leave a little super-duper what? Don't you dare make a double-strength hydrogen bomb around this house.
Okay, okay. I'll keep it down to single-strength.
Yeah, you just keep it down to nothing.
Well, I'm only concerned with one thing. Who is coming to the village to help me shop?
Bye, family. I'm off.
Bye.
Son, look, you'll go with your mother like a good boy.
Good boy? Well, how do they go? I wouldn't know. I'll tell you what, Dad. I'll toss you for the honor. I've got a penny right here. We'll make it heads you go shopping with Mum and tails I'm the one to stay at home.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that right? Sounds funny to me.
Well, Ashley's mixed it up a bit. Now, hand me the penny and I'll do the tossing. Now, if it comes down heads, Ashley stays home. And if it comes down tails, Dexter comes shopping.
Oh, that's better. I was going to be diddle before. Yeah, that's all right. You toss the coin, dear.
All right. There she goes. Now, what is it? It's heads, which means Ashley stays home.
Which means Dad goes with Mum.
Which means I must be as silly as I look. All right, Jessie, if we're going to the village, I'm not walking. Go and unlock the garage doors, Ashley, while I clean my shoes.
Oh, sure, Dad. Oh, is it okay if I back Hector out into the street?
No, it is not. I don't want any dents put in my car.
Dents? Dad, how can you put dents in a car that's already got dented dents in its dents?
You just get out of here and unlock the garage. Jessie, sometimes I think your son needs a good whack with a belt.
Oh, is that so? You know, dear, sometimes I think the very same thing about your son.
He's getting too big for his boots, I know that.
Well, why is it he's always my son when you're mad at him and your son when you're proud of him?
There's no such thing, but every time I speak to him, lady,
hey,
I...
Mom, the padlock's undone on the garage door and Hector's gone. Hector's been stolen.
What?
What?
Well, there you are, Dad. Look for yourself. The garage is empty.
Oh.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It sure is that anyone would want to steal Hector.
Gone. My beautiful car. Hector has flown.
Not flown, dear. Hector hasn't flown for at least 20 years.
Oh, you can all be very sarcastic about my car, but maybe this proves to you both that cunning thieves know a good thing when they see it. I better phone the police.
Yes, I suppose you'll have to do that. But before you do, let's work out a few details. The car was insured, wasn't it?
Was insured? Jessie, please don't refer to Hector in the past tense. You make it sound like he's passed on.
Mom means, is Hector insured?
Well, of course the car's insured, but that's little satisfaction. When somebody steals something or someone dear to you, no amount of money can compensate for the loss.
Oh, but gee, Dad, if you cop the insurance money, you can put it on a new car and forget the old bomb. You can forget dear old Hector.
Ashley, if somebody stole your mother from me, do you believe I could be pacified with money?
No, I guess not.
Right, then I want you to know I think just as much of your mother as I do of my old car.
What?
I don't know. No, Jessie, I didn't mean that. I think almost as much of the old car as I do of you. Well, you know what I mean.
Dad, why don't we try to reconstruct this robbery before you phone the police?
Eh?
You're a pretty good hand at detecting.
The only thing your father can detect is when it's time to eat. This is a job for the police.
Oh, wait a moment, Jessie. Ashley has a very good point. I do pride myself on the fact I'd have made a good detective. I have a natural flair for that sort of thing. Now, let's take first things first. Son, when did you last see Hector?
I reckon it was Thursday night when I snuck in here to the garage to get my chemistry set.
Good, good. And I think I saw it Wednesday night.
Well, in that case, Hector must have been stolen either Thursday night late or last night.
Precisely. You see how I've established something already? Although I haven't actually used the car since last Monday evening when I drove to the golf club, I've proved it was stolen during the past 2 days.
Oh, Dad, you're an absolute wizard.
I merely think and use my head, that's all. For example, I can see a big footprint on the drive right now. You and your mother haven't noticed it, but I realize it's a vital clue in solving this crime.
Well, which footprint, dear?
That big one just down there towards the front gate. You and Ashley wouldn't see a thing like that.
Dexter, I've seen that footprint for years. It's yours, where you trod in the wet cement ages ago.
Eh? It's not...
Dad, don't go inside and ring the police yet. Now Mum's gone, let's have one final search for clues.
The only clue I've got is that some member of my family left this garage door unlocked. How could you or your mother or Janie be so foolish as to invite a burglar to steal Hector?
Well, it wasn't me, I know that.
Hi there, Dexter. Hello, Ashley.
Oh, hi, Mr. Wilmot.
Morning, Jonathan. I'm afraid I won't be playing golf today.
What are you doing? You both look like you lost a pound and found something worth threepence.
No, Mr. Wilmot, we lost something worth threepence and found nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Dad.
Talk about things like that. My heart's broken, J.G. Somebody's stolen Hector.
You're joking, of course.
Well, why would I be joking?
Oh, come now, Dexter. There are two things in this world no one would steal. One is Hector, and the other is my wife.
Ah, very, very funny. The fact remains, my garage door has been left unlocked and the car is completely missing.
Oh, that's true. You should be pleased it's completely missing. It's been missing on three cylinders for years.
Ha, ha, ha.
You know, somebody might have mistaken Hector for a tin can and tied it to a cat's tail.
I wish I hadn't said one word about it to you.
Well, I'm glad you did. I might be able to help you find the wreck. Listen, why don't you phone up the council rubbish tip in case Hector wandered down there to visit some of his friends?
I'll treat you with the ignorance you deserve. Come on, Ashley, we'll go inside and phone the police.
Oh, please let me come with you. I want to hear what you say to the police. What are you going to say is stolen? Scrap iron and old rubber tires?
I'll put a rubber tire around you in a minute and bowl you around the block.
Sorry, Dexter, I'm only having a little joke. You don't have to bite so viciously.
Oh, well, if you're coming in here with me, come in, but no more humorous cracks. Close the door, son, while I make the call.
Right, Dad.
Dexter, please allow me to dial. I know the police station number very well.
I bet you know the inside of the cells very well, too.
Dad, you be sure to give the police a true description of the car.
Hello? Could I please speak to Sergeant Grover? Oh, that is you, Sergeant. This is Jonathan Wilmot. Yes, Dexter Dutton wants to speak to you urgently.
Give it here.
Here, Dexter.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello, Sergeant. I wish to report a stolen car.
Car, he says. Horse and cart without the horse.
Yes, it was stolen last night or the night before from my home at 12 Gumnut Street, Asheville. What's that, Sergeant? A description of it. Let me see.
Hey, this will be good.
Be quiet. It's make. Well, it's a Buey Ponce Shefford.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I've always referred to it as a Buey Ponce Shefford because... Well, it was originally built up by a mechanic from the very best features of four different makes of cars. I beg your pardon? I know you shouldn't have much trouble tracing it. It's the only one of its kind in the country.
In this country or any country.
I don't reckon there'd be one like it even in Mars.
Look, will you two be quiet? I'm trying to describe the car. Well, Sergeant, it's sort of smart and elegant... And conservative in a sleek, aristocratic sort of way.
Oh, brother.
You know how modern silly cars are long and low? Yeah, well, mine is slightly more short and high. But very handsome looking.
Oh.
I wouldn't say terribly much like a Rolls Royce, although it has the same refined elegance.
Dad, the sergeant wants a proper description.
I'm giving him a proper description. Sorry, Sergeant, I was speaking to my boy. I'll tell you how you can definitely recognize the car. A few years ago, I replaced the radiator grill with a new one from a Whippet. A Whippet. Whippet! Sergeant, how old are you? 30. Well, you're only a kid. You don't remember good cars.
Dexter, please tell the poor man what it really looks like.
What's that, Sergeant? The color? You might say the color is a brownish, grayish, greenish, yellowish, sort of dusty pink.
Dad, say the color of mud and you've got it.
Please be quiet. Registration number, Sergeant? DD29. The DD stands for Dexter Dutton. I went to a lot of trouble getting that number plate.
Dexter, tell the sergeant what the DD really stands for. Dilapidated dog box.
Daddy, I have an idea. Daddy! I said I have an idea.
Oh, now, Dexter, would you please put away that newspaper and listen to your daughter?
Oh, yes, Dad. Stop everything. A miracle's happened. Compost has an idea.
Your little horror.
Oh, gee.
That's enough of that. All right, Janie, if you have an idea, what is it?
Well, there's a session on the radio tonight called Can We Help You? It's run by Russ Webster, and it's on every Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, well, what's that got to do with me?
Why not phone Mr. Webster right now and see if he can help you?
It's too late for anyone to help your father. He's too far gone.
I'm referring to Hector being stolen. Russ Webster could ask his listeners if anyone has seen our car, and if so, to please phone this number.
Oh. Compost for a female, that's almost an intelligent idea.
Janie, I believe you might have hit on a very good plan. Especially as the police haven't found a clue all day.
Which is your own fault, dear. How can you expect them to find a butterbox on wheels when you've got them searching for a gold-plated Cadillac?
Jesse, I gave the sergeant a perfect description of Hector.
Yeah, a perfect description of what Hector might have looked like pre-war. Pre-Boer War. Ooh, gee, Dad. Hey, Dad, it's after 10 o'clock. We'd better tune into Russ Webster's station.
Oh, goodness, I forgot to watch the time. Janie, switch on the set.
I'll bet you anything you like we find Hector this way. Worse luck.
Yeah, but Jesse, you should have let me give the description to this Mr. Webster. Why did you have to go into another room so I couldn't hear what you said?
For the simple reason I wanted to give the man an accurate description.
This Mr. would like to give a home to a small puppy. Just phone Mrs. Turner at that number or contact me here at the studio.
This must be the session.
The next request on our Can We Help You program comes from Mr. and Mrs. Dutton of 12...
Well, be quiet. This is
their
it.
Their car has been stolen from that address, and the Duttons are offering a reward for information leading to the car's return.
A reward? Who said anything about it?
The reward is £10.
£10?
Here is a description of the vehicle.
That's more than Hector's worth.
It would be one of the oldest cars on the road today, and is constructed from bits and pieces of many makes. One might call it a cocktail car.
A cocktail car? Who, Jesse, that... Did you
and
get...
Describing the car, it is a dirty, muddy color. Looks as if it's been in many wrecks. The registration number, the number is DD29, and Mrs. Dutton's own summing up of the car's appearance is that no one could possibly miss it because it looks for all the world like an accident going somewhere to happen.
How could anybody say...
Anybody, anyone seeing this car anywhere at any time, please phone Asheville 4815. Asheville 4815. Well, now, a little music...
Turn that thing off. Turn it off at once. Oh, Jesse, Jesse, how could you? How could you do that to me?
Oh, Dexter, stop being silly. If it's worth £10 to you for sentimental reasons to get back the old bomb, then this way you stand a good chance of getting it back.
Well, it's worth much more than £10 for me to have Hector returned, but not to hear him described in that horrible, naked way. I wonder where he can be right now. Oh, Jesse, he might be cold and homeless without anyone to care for him, without a friend in the world. Who knows what the thief's done? Maybe he's driven Hector over a... Oh, it's too terrible to think about.
You mean someone might have driven the car over a cliff?
Jesse, don't say that.
Anyhow, Dad, Hector's the only car in the world that if he was driven over a cliff and then returned to us, we wouldn't know the difference.
Hector. Hector. Where are you, Hector? What's that, Hector? You're being put up for auction at the old car mart. Well, stay there, Hector. I'm coming. I'm coming.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm putting up for sale a car to end all cars. It's unique in every possible way. It's the only Dewey Pont Shefford in captivity. There it is, right there.
Hey. What are you all laughing at? That's Hector. He's mine. You can't sell it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take the first bid. The car is now on the block.
On the block? No one's going to chop off my Hector's big end.
All right, now. Do I hear the first bid?
I'll bid 3 and 6.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. A good bid.
A good bid? 3 and 6 for the smartest thing on the road.
I'll bid 4 shillings.
4 shillings I have. Do I hear 4 and 6?
You can't sell that car. You can't. It's mine. Why doesn't somebody hear my voice?
Right, 4 and 6.
Well, nobody hears me. I'm a voice in the wilderness.
5 shillings.
My bid is £50. That ought to wake him up.
The bid is with the lady here at 5 shillings.
Oh!
5 shillings. Do I hear 5 and 6?
£50.
Very well, 5 and 6.
£100. I said £100.
How about the gentleman over there? What about 6 shillings, sir? I can assure you this vehicle is worth every penny of 7 and 6.
Oh, 7 and 6 for my beautiful, glamorous Hector. £200.
6 shillings and that's my final bid.
Going at 6 shillings once.
No.
Going at 6 shillings twice.
£300. Oh, please hear me. Please, £300.
6 shillings for the third and last time.
£1,000.
Sold to the gentleman with the face for 6 shillings.
Oh, Hector, Hector. Oh, my Hector. Wherefore art thou, Hector? Hector, don't leave me, Hector. Oh, Hector.
Dexter, will you wake up, Dexter?
Oh, it's you, Jesse. Jesse, I just had a terrible dream, a nightmare. A man bought Hector at auction for 6 shillings.
Well, all I can say is he must have been a millionaire. Go to sleep.
No, sir. I'm sorry, but it doesn't sound at all like my car. Goodbye.
Daddy, there were many more men at the front door who thought they'd seen Hector, but it was a false alarm.
There have been more false alarms in this house this morning than Central Fire Station. I wish you'd never talked me into that stupid radio session last night.
Well, I like that. It's bringing results.
The only result I want is Hector's return, not the return of every broken-down car in the country.
Well, Dexter, I was just talking to a man at the back door, and at first I thought he'd located Hector, but the car turned out to be a discarded tractor.
Oh, Ashley, would you answer that? I've had the phone.
Speak up, friend. It's your fourpence.
Ashley!
Don't say that.
Well, that sounds very much like it.
It's it? The car?
Yes. On the outside? How's that again? No, it's not our car. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, hey, another false alarm?
Yes, but for a while it sounded like Hector in every way until he mentioned the headlights.
What about the headlights?
Well, Hector's are electric. These were kerosene lamps.
Just an old-fashioned bomb.
Ashley, would you answer the front door? It'll be some more strange characters.
Oh, someone at the back door, too. I'll get it.
Yeah, well, I'd better take the phone. Hello. Yes, Dutton speaking. Oh, it's you, Sergeant Grover. Have you had any information on my stolen Hector? No, I haven't got a missing relative, too. Hector's my car. I beg your pardon? Last night? Yeah, well, it was my wife who did that. Well, in that case, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Goodbye, Sergeant.
What was that about?
Grover wanted to know why the description of the car I gave him and the description he heard on the radio last night were two entirely different cars.
Oh, another false alarm, Daddy. It was a lady at the door. She said she saw our car being driven down High Street, and it was our car, too.
It was? Then how's it a false alarm?
Oh, it was a fortnight ago, and the description of the driver was you.
Oh, how delightfully helpful.
Are you there, Dexter? May I come in?
Oh, yeah. Come in, J.G.
Pull up a chair and join the happiness club.
No word of Hector at all, eh?
Nothing at all, and I'm quite satisfied we have an incompetent police sergeant in this area. Grover hasn't even sighted the car.
Lots of other people think they have, but they haven't.
Even the £10 we offered on the radio hasn't brought results.
Oh, well, never mind, Dexter. You'll get the insurance money.
I don't want money. I want Hector. I miss him. I remember everything about him so well. When I drove him to the golf club and back last Monday evening, he purred all the way like a furry little kitten.
Wait a minute. Would you say that again?
I said when I drove him to the golf club and back last Monday, he purred like a furry little kitten.
Dexter, am I eligible for the £10 if I give you information leading to Hector's return?
Well, of course anyone's eligible.
Then you'd better fork out your money. Last Monday night, I drove you home. Hector must be still parked at the golf club.
Oh, dear!
Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.